Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Hope Hart. How are you?
What's up, Hope Hart? How are you?
Okay. How did y'all's meeting turn out?
It was great.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to leave. I had borrowed a car for a certain amount of time.
I understand. I did put a call into Dr. Brooks.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully she'll give me a call sometime this week. I requested that we get together and do lunch. Because we had discussed a few months ago in regards to the position for you. So I don't know how it got, you know, discombobulated or she was not aware of. I know she got a lot going on. So I just want to get back
right
with her. Reconnect with her regarding, how I see this thing kind of working out. So we can get you back involved.
Great. It is so coincidental that you are doing the Lancaster Peace Project, because I actually met Keyshawn Johnson, and he was interested in doing something in the hood, and that is the area that I had suggested to him. I had no idea y'all were, buying it or whatever, but I was going to give him some ideas for redoing that area.
Okay.
Very coincidental.
Well, perhaps you can reconnect us together, because I mean, there's still some opportunity for him to get on board with us.
Well, he really never called me back. I met him at a community meeting, and he's done a lot of stuff in L.A. Like, he owns the seventh grossing Home Depot in the country, he says, in L.A. Oh, okay. Yeah, so, but he didn't really call me back, and I don't know if he wanted to do stuff. He has a development team here.
I know. Why don't you get his number for me, and then I can make an official call to him.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe we can get him involved.
Okay. Now, I don't know if y'all are talking to her. I mean, what information y'all told her, just trying to get her interested, the woman from Bank One or whatever. But you are aware that shopping center needs a lot of rehab. I mean, I don't think it needs modest rehab.
We're tearing it down.
Oh, okay. Okay. No. I want to make because at one point it seemed like you said you were doing rehab.
No, we're doing redevelopment.
Okay.
Yeah, we're breaking it.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Because I happen to be a part of a cultural center that's in there now, and we've had so much problem with the management trying to, make it even decent.
Can you do me? I need you to run some interference with me.
Say it again.
I need you to do something for me.
Uh-huh.
I need you to have your organization write me a letter regarding the premises there.
Uh-huh.
And if there are any other individuals there that you know of that would be willing to write a letter to the city of Dallas, to me, Commissioner Lee,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Maxine Thornton Reese,
mm-hmm.
in regards to the deplorable standards there.
Oh, okay.
Because the problem is today is he's finagling on the sale of it, and I know that I could put code on him and just have codes up the yin yang.
Definitely.
And so if you can get me about five letters, starting with your agency.
Mhm.
And can you get that for me? I'm like real quickly, like in the next 24 hours. I'll take it.
I'm not sure about that.
How about getting it from the company that you work for, that you do some business with?
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if they're there. I mean, well, they have a school there. It's the Active Change. But, I mean, I'm going to try, but I don't know if I can actually get in touch with them that fast.
Well, I think I'm going to just have I'm going to have Cole go out there and check the property out.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's definitely a lot of leaks. And the upstairs, I don't even think they can use the upstairs.
What's the name of that? What's the name of the tenant?
The Active Change, Institute of Cultural Arts.
You know the number there?
And it's 214-372-3500.
Who's
and
the director there?
His name is S.U. Daly. The Fag Denro is ESUDELE, and then his last name is FAGBENRO.
Is that Ben?
Fag Denro. Estidelli Fag Monroe. He's African American, but you know he has a Yoruba name.
Okay.
And then next door to there is a karate place owned by a brother, but I don't know his phone number.
Yeah, my kids used to take karate from him.
Yeah, he's great. He's been in Japan and everything. So yeah, and then there's the barbershop. All the stuff I'm talking about is on the back of the shopping center. You know, opposite the Family Dollar on the back side, closer to the post office.
Okay. If you can take, just go visit those tenants. I mean, just pick five or six of them.
Okay.
And I'll pay you for doing that. If you can just go and see what some say, you know, that you're just trying and if you can do a mock letter.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, saying that this is a petition about all of the deplorable standards here. And you just want them to sign this petition.
Okay.
Saying that you want the owner to fix this and do this or whatever the case might be. Just like a petition piece. And if you can go by each one of them, I will take care of you for that. You tell me how many hours it is and how much per hour for doing that, and you can invoice me for it.
Okay.
Can you handle that this week?
Yes, I can.
If you would get together, get a simple letter, you know, with some lines on it, just kind of saying this is a petition to get the owner to address a lot of the code issues here on this property.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are some inhabitable places here that he needs to address immediately, and we just want to take, you know, do a petition to give to him and also to the city.
Yeah, I was actually going to do that on my own before. Now, were you talking about getting in touch with somebody in San Antonio? Is that who y'all are talking about?
Well, that's the owner is out of San Antonio.
Right, okay. Because I didn't know at first what y'all were talking about. But, yeah, I mean, even trying to get in touch with him has always been a problem. And the people in Dallas always say, oh, we can't do anything in San Antonio, you know.
Because it was not an issue right now. It wasn't on the city's radar, but it is now. So if you can you let me know when you can have this done?
Okay. Well, I'm saying I need to try to talk to – well, you can try to call them, but let me see what that
– No, I don't want to call them. What I would like for you to do, if you can get on a computer, just kind of type up a mock letter, email it to me, let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can spend a day or a few, you know, whatever amount of hours, 4 or 5 hours, and say, yeah, this is what I'm going to charge you probably to do this, and go from each one of those persons and ask where they signed this petition, and then get it back to me, I would take care of you.
Okay. Well, I think I can do it by the end of the day, Wednesday.
That would be great. Can you give me a letter today, just a mock letter, so I can see what you put together?
Yes.
Okay.
And what is your email address?
It's the 825 company.
Oh boy, let me write this down. You said eight.
I'm saying THE.
Okay.
The number 8, the number 2, the number 5. C O.
Mhm.
@grandecom.net.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, let me get a pen. I get a lot of feedback when I talk to you. Do you get feedback?
It's T-Mobile. Don't ever get it.
I have T-Mobile.
Well, I have the Sidekick. Well, I have an HP.
And I'm not used. I mean, it's usually good with everybody. I mean,
I have an iPad, so it's particularly with this phone.
Okay. Okay. 82. Let me find a pen right quick. I'm sorry. I'm not at my house. Okay. So it's D8. Let me get this pen open. It's D825.
Right. C-O.
C-O.
@grandecom.
Uh-huh.
grandecom.net.
Okay.
And if you can get that to me today, and I mean, just let me know. And on that email, just let me know what you're invoicing me per hour. And then make whatever corrections and address that, and let's get on it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.